Escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
Loading visit destination coordinates.
Hey, bird.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1978, Spam was born. Not even the tasty kind. The sales rep for Digital Equipment Corporation sent the first unsolicited bulk email targeting every ARPANET address on the West Coast with an advertisement they hadn't asked for. Next time you delete 25 out of 30 emails because they're spam, remember to thank that guy. Unsolicited email ads weren't referred to as spam until 1993. Born on this day in 1933, actor Alex Cord, who starred in Airwolf, as well as appearing in Gene Roddenberry's first post-Star Trek TV project, Genesis 2.
My name is Dylan Hunt. My story begins the day on which I died. My last look at my world was to be from inside a pressure chamber at NASA's underground laboratory in Carlsbad Caverns.
Kevin Kilner, the original star of the posthumous Gene Roddenberry series Earth Final Conflict, was born today in 1958. In 1959, Blackadder co-writer Ben Elton was born. In 2004, Anthony Ainley, who played the evil master on Doctor Who from 1981 through the original series final episode in 1989, died.
I see we have somebody called The Master on the telephone.
What?
Next. Hello?
Hello?
I am the master, and you will obey me.
You burned to death, I saw you. Well, he saw you. We saw you.
I shall come from the depths of hell to haunt you, Doctor.
You can't, you're dead.
Mercury and Apollo astronaut Wally Schirra died in 2007. In 1995, Babylon 5 brought us the news by way of an episode formatted like a live news special set on the space station.
As we enter our 30th hour aboard Babylon 5, the Centauri-Narn crisis has not diminished. The various parties to the dispute have gathered in council chambers behind me in closed session to discuss the crisis. Meanwhile, all traffic in or out of Babylon 5 has come to a halt due to the Centauri blockade. Captain, any progress in the negotiations?
All sides are still talking. That's all I can say for now.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
I saw him die. I saw it.
How can you be sure? I challenge you, Doctor, in your latest guise. You are the most arrogant of all. Let us decide our feud once and forever. I challenge you. Do you accept?
I accept your accept it. I embrace it. Anytime, any place.
Goodbye, Master. Thanks for your call.